Siyata Deshmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Kuf Yotes. We're going to start six lines from the top of the Omud. Says the Gemara, Reb Chanino mi'ateif v'koi apanyo demaila shabsa. Reb Chanino was accustomed to wrapping himself with very nice begodim noim, Rashi says, nice Shabbos clothes, and he would stand apanyo demaila shabsa towards evening on Friday afternoon before Shabbos. Omar, and he would say, Bo, let's go out, come, Venetze, and go out, Likras Shabbos Hamalka, and greet the Shabbos Queen. Rabbi Yanai, Lovish Moni, Rabbi Yanai would wear his Shabbos clothes, B'mayle Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, V'Omar, and he would say, Bo, come, Kalo, the bride, referring to Shabbos, and Rashi says that this was a very daring and fond way of referring to Shabbos. Boi kalo, come my bride, we're waiting for Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, iklo lebei Rabbi Bar Rav Nachman. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, he was visiting Rabbi Bar Rav Nachman, krivu lei, and they brought in front of him, it was on Shabbos, and they brought to him tlas so'i tochui, three saw, which is a very large amount of oiled wafers. These are wafers that they would smear with fats, with oils. Omar Le. So Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said to those in the home of Rabbi Bar Rav Nachman who brought him these wafers, Mihava Yoditon Da Asino, did you know that I was coming? How did you know that I was coming? That you had such a lavish meal waiting for me, that you had so much abundance waiting for me. Omrule, they said to him, Mi adifas lon mino, do you think that we prefer you over Shabbos? Shabbos was coming, we prepared this for Shabbos, we didn't prepare it for you. You've come on Shabbos, we're happy for you to eat it. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Abba Zovan Betleisa Astiri Psiti. Rabbi Abba was used to buying for the value of 13 coins called Astiri Psiti, which is a type of common type of coin, and he would buy bisra meat, mitlesa tavcha, from 13 butchers, from 13 different butchers, umashlim, and they would deliver it, umashlim luhu atzinoira dudasha. And Rashi's got two explanations who this is referring to, and Rashi prefers the second explanation, that when he would come and deliver the meats, he would go to one butcher, bring the meat to his entrance of his home or entrance of the kitchen, and he wouldn't even go in, he would just hand it to the workers there and say to them, V'omalu, and say to them, Ashur, haya, energetically and quickly, Ashur, haya, energetically and quickly, prepare this meat, because I'm going to another butcher and I'm going to bring some more meat. So make sure that you keep working and you prepare the meats one after the next. And this is a reflection of how much preparation he did and how much he honored the Shabbos. Rabbi Avohu Hava Yosef Atach Toko Deshino. Rabbi Avohu, who was very wealthy, and a very prominent person, he was sitting on a stool made of ivory, made of tooth. Umoishif Nura, and in honor for Shabbos, in preparation for Shabbos, he would fan the fire on which the Shabbos foods were cooking. Rav Anon Lovish Gundo. Rav Anon was used to wearing dirty or black, dark clothes on Erev Shabbos, on Friday, because those were the clothes that he would use to prepare the foods, to cook. And when cooking, typically one's clothes would get dirty. He didn't want his other clothes to become soiled. Detona de Rabbi Shmuel, we see from Rabbi Shmuel that Begodim Shabishal Bem Kadero Leraboi, the clothes that a person is wearing when he's cooking the pot for his master, Al Yimzeg Ben Kois Leraboi, he should not go and pour the cup in front of his master with it. So you see there that the clothes used to cook a pot become dirty, and therefore Rav Anon would wear different clothes on Erev Shabbos when cooking the Shabbos food. Rav Safra Machrich Reisha, when Rav Safra was preparing, or when his home, when they were preparing a head of an animal for Shalachvayt Shabbos, it was Rav Safra himself, even though he was a big Talmud Chacham, he would go himself and singe the head of the animal in preparation for Shabbos. Rava Molach Shivuta, Rava would salt the fish, the Shivuta fish. Rav Huna Madlik Shragi. Rav Huna would himself light the lamp. Rav Papa Godil Psilta. Rav Papa would twine the wicks for the Shabbos lights. Rav Chizda Porim Silkor. Rav Chizda would mince the beets. Rabba Rav Yosef Metzalchi Tzivi. They would split the woods used for the fire in preparation for Shabbos. Rav Zeira Metzasis Tesusi. He would kindle the fire. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Mekasef Va'ayil. He would lift and bring in Mekasef Nofik and lift and take out, as one would do in, when preparing a home. One would bring in the dishes, take out the dishes, make sure everything is set in honor for the Shabbos. Omar, and he would say, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok would say, Ilu mikloin li Rav Ami v'Rav Asi. If Rav Ami and Rav Asi would come and visit me, mi loy machtif no kamayhu, would I not lift the bundles in front of them, before them? Even more so, I should do it lechvayit Shabbos. V'ikadom, others said, Rav Ami v'Rav Asi, it was not Rav Nachman by Yitzchok that did this, it was actually Rav Ami and Rav Asi, who were mechasfi v'ayli mechasfi v'nofki, who would lift and bring out the bundles. Omri, they would say, Ilu ikloi lon Rabbi Yochanan, if Rabbi Yochanan would come to visit us, miloi mekasfinon kamei, would we not lift the bundles before him? So too, in respect and honor for Shabbos, we are preparing the home by taking the bundles in and out as necessary. Continues the Gemara, and this is the famous story that we all know, Yosef Moiker Shabbos. Let's see it inside. Yes, it's a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yotes. It's not something that was made up by the kindergarten teachers. It's a story printed in Shas. Yosef Moikir Shabi. Yosef, that was his name, he was one who was known to be honoring Shabbos. Hava Hahu Nochri, that was this Goy, this Gentile, B'Shuvise, that was living in the neighborhood of Yosef Moikir Shabbos. Dahava Nefisha Nechse Tuva, he had a very lot of possessions. Omrulei Kaldoi, the astrologers told Yosef Moikir Shabbos, Kulu Nechsi, all your possessions, Yosef Moikir Shabi, Ochilahu, Yosef Moikir Shabbos is actually going to consume them. Ozal, he went, Zovninhu Lekulu Nechsi, he sold all his possessions. Zovan Behu, Marganisa, he bought with the money, he bought a pearl. Oisva Besine, he had a felt hat, and he sewed this pearl into the hat, together with other jewels that he had. Bahadi de Ka'ovar Mabra, when he was crossing over a bridge over a river, Afrache Zika, the wind, a gust of wind, flew and blew Vashadya Bamayo and sent his hat into the water. Bol'ei Kavra, the fish, a fish swallowed the hat, or swallowed the pearl. Oskua, they hauled up the fish, the fishermen hauled up this fish. I saw they brought it, Apanyo de Maile Shabsa, late Friday afternoon before Shabbos. Omri, they said, Man Zovin Kihashta, who's going to buy it now? It's so late, everybody's already prepared for Shabbos. Omri Luhu, people said to them, Zilu go, Vam to Yuhu, and bring it, Legabe Yosef Moikir Shabbos, bring it to Yosef Moikir Shabbos, the Rogil de Zovin, he has the habit of buying delicacies for Shabbos. Am to Yuhu on the Alei, they brought it to Yosef Moikir Shabbos, Zovne, he bought it, Kore, he cut open the stomach of the fish, Ashkach be Marganisa, and he found the pearl. Zovne, he sold the pearl, Bitlesa, Elisa de Dinra de Dava, with 13 attics full of gold coins. Rashi says it's an exaggeration, but it means a tremendous amount of money from the sale of that pearl. Poga Behahu Saba, this elder, approached Yosef Moikir Shabbos, and Tosfos in Chulin Davov explains that often Hahu Saba is actually Elyo Hanovi. Omar and said, Man de Yosef Shabsa, one who borrows for Shabbos, Porei Shabsa, Shabbos pays back. Continues the Gemara, Boy Mine Rebbe Mirab Shmuel Brib Yesi. Rebbe asked Rebbe Shmuel Brib Yesi the following question. Ashirim Sheb Eretz Yisrael, the rich people, the wealthy people in Eretz Yisrael, B'mayin Zoichin, why do they merit such riches? Omar Le, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi, "Bishul Shema Asrin, because they take Meiser. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Asir to Asir is called Tvuas Zarecho, Ayotze Asode Shono Shono. You should take Meiser from the produce of the fields. And it says aser to aser. It's a double term, which literally means take maisa. Says the Gemara, aser, take maisa bishvil shatis asher. The word maisa can mean a tenth, it can mean to tithe, it can also mean, or it sounds similar to ashiros, to wealth, to riches. Take maisa, and then you will be meriting riches. So now Rebbe asks, Shebe bovel b'mahin zoichin, maisa is taken from produce of Eretz Yisrael. The wealthy people in Bovel, in what schus do they deserve riches? Omar Le, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi answered to Rebbe, Bishul shemachabdin es ha-Torah. We know that the hub of Torah learning was in Bovel, and since they honored and respected the Torah, they were deserving of riches. Asked Rebbe, Ubashar arotzis b'mayin zoichin, in other lands where they have less opportunities to honor the Torah, and they also don't take Maisa because it's not Eretz Yisrael, how do they merit riches? Omar Le, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi answered to Rebbe, Bishul shemachabdin es ha-Shabbos, because they honor the Shabbos, and as a reward for honoring Shabbos, they get riches. The Omar Bchia Bar Abba, Pam achas nisarachti etzel balabais, I was once a guest by a host, Beludkia, in a place called Ludkia. Ve'hiviu lefon of shulchon shel zov, they brought in front of him a table of gold. Masui shisha also b'nei odom, it took 16 people to carry it. Ve'shisha esrei shal shelois shel kesef kvois boy, and there were 16 chains of silver that were set in this table, probably to help the 16 people carry this table. And there were plates and cups and other dishes set on this table. And on this table, kol mine machol, all kinds of foods, kol mine megodim, all kinds of delicacies, ubesomim, and spices. When they would put the table down in front of this host, in front of the host where of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, oimrim, they would say to him, Lashem ha'aretz umloyo, everything belongs to Hashem, and you cannot take from the table until you make a bracha. And when they would remove this table from when he finished eating, they would say, Hashamayim shamayim Lashem, the heavens belong to Hashem, v'ha'oretz nosan libnei Adam, and Hashem gave this world to people as a gift, and that is the gift, that the pleasures we can have of this world, the food and the other delicacies, is a gift from Hashem. Omar Tiloi, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba says that I said to my host, Bni, my son, b'ma zochisa lekach, in what merit did you deserve such riches? Omar Li, he said to me, Katzo v'yisi, I used to be a butcher. Umikol behemo shehoiso noe, every animal that would come to the butcher, that was slaughtered there, and I felt it was nice, it was a beautiful piece of meat, Omar Ti, I would say, Zutahe le Shabbos, I'm keeping this for my Shabbos. Omar Tiloi, so Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said to his host, Ashrecha, fortunate are you, Shezochisa, that you merited, Uboruch Hamokim, and blessed is Hashem, Shezikcha, Bekach, that has granted you riches like this. Continues the Gemara. Omar Le Kesel, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananyo, the Caesar said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananyo, Mipneima Tavshel Shel Shabbos Reichai Noidav. Even the Caesar had this sixth sense, yeah, he smelt. He asked, why do the dishes of Shabbos, why does their aroma penetrate to such an extent? Omar Loi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya said to the Caesar, Tavlin Echod Yeshlon, we have a special spice. The Shabbos Shmoi, the name of this spice is Shabbos. Sha'on Matilin Toiche, we put Shabbos into our food. V'reichai Noitev, and that's Noidev, and that's why the aroma is so penetrating. Omar Loi, the Caesar said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Ten lon reimenu, give us some of this spice called Shabbos. Omar Eloi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya said to the Caesar, Kol ha-mashamir es ha-Shabbos, anyone who observes the Shabbos, and only those who observe Shabbos, Moy Eloi, this spice called Shabbos is effective. V'sheinei mashamir es ha-Shabbos, that those who do not observe Shabbos, Einei Moy Eloi, this spice is not effective for them. And it's amazing, even though the Caesar, he was not keeping Shabbos, he was a goy, but he still felt, he smelt this aroma, this spice called Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, Omar Le Resh Galus Rev Hamnuna. The head of the Golus said to Rev Hamnuna, Mai Dichsiv, how do you explain the following Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Im Toshiv Mishabbos Raglecho, Asois Chafotzecho B'yayim Kochi, Ve'karoso L'Shabbos Oineg. The beginning of the pasuk speaks about Shabbos, and then the pasuk says Likdoish Hashem, and the sanctified to Hashem, Mechubod, will be honored. And it's not referring to Shabbos, because the beginning of the pasuk is referring to Shabbos. So what's this Kadosh Hashem, what's sanctified to Hashem, which is honored? Omerli, so he said to him, the Rav Amnuna said to answer to the Resh Kalusa, Zuyei Makipurim, indeed it's not Shabbos, it's Yom Kippur. She'ein bo'i lo yachila v'lo yishsio, we cannot honor Yom Kippur by eating and drinking. We all know it's also to eat or drink on Yom Kippur. Omro Torah, and the Pasuk says, the Pasuk we just mentioned, V'likdoish Hashem, mechubod, nonetheless it should be honored. Omro Torah, kabdeyu b'ksus nekiyah, how can we honor Yom Kippur if we cannot eat or drink the sudas that we do on Shabbos? You should do it by wearing clean garments. And then the pasuk continues, v'chibadetoy, and you should honor it. And this cannot be going on Yom Kippur, because it just said, likdoish Hashem mechubod. So it must be referring back to Shabbos, v'chibadetoy. How are you honoring Shabbos? What's this word teaching us? It's a machlekas, Rav and Shmuel. Rav Omar lehaktim. Rav says that if you're used to, during the week, eating your day meal a bit later, you should advance the meal, you should eat it a bit earlier, lechvoid Shabbos. Or Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says, La'achir, if you're used to eating the meal at a certain time during the week, you should postpone the Shabbos meal, and that way you will be eating with even more delight and even more desire, and that's an honor for Shabbos. Omru le b'nei Rav Papa bar Abba l'Rav Papa. The children of Rav Papa bar Abba asked Rav Papa, K'goinanan, people like us, we're accustomed to eating meat and drinking wine every day of the week. But my nishanyo, in what way can we make Shabbos unique and different? Omar Luhi answered them, Ir gilisu lagdume, if you're used to eating the meal early, echruha, eat a little bit later. Ir gilisu lachruha, if you're used to eating the meal a bit later, akdumuha, then you should advance the meal, you should eat it a little bit earlier. Continues the Gemara, Rav Sheshes, who we know was blind, and he would give a shir, and we've seen this previously, that the Chachomim, they would, before the Shabbos meal, after davening, they would give a drasha, but they knew it was a certain time of it came where everyone had to go and eat. Rav Sheshes couldn't see how light it was or what time it was. How did he know when it was time to stop the drasha and to allow the people to go home to eat? So Bekaito, in the summer, Moisiv Lul Rabbonon, he would seat the Chachomim listening to his drasha, Heicha de Matyo Shimsha, in the position where the sun, at some point at the time that it was time to go and eat, the sun would reach that place and they would get uncomfortably hot. Basisu, and in the winter, he would sit the Chachomim, Moisiv Lul Rabbonon, Heicha de Matyo Tula, where the shade would come at that time, and then it would get very cold and uncomfortable. And kiheicha de laikumo hayo, in order that the chachomim, when that time arrived, they would quickly get up and go to eat their meals, and that way Rav Sheshes knew when it was time to finish the drasha. Continues the Gemara, Rav Zeira mahadir azuza azuza de rabbonon. Rav Zeira, he would go after those pairs of chachomim that would be engrossed and carried away in their Torah learning. And Omar Luhu, he would say to those Chachomim, "B'matusa minaychu, I'm begging of you, loy techallalunohei, don't desecrate the Shabbos, don't spend the whole Shabbos engrossed in Torah learning and abstaining from the delights of Shabbos, go and eat your meals." Continues the Gemara, Omar Rava v'itemi Rabbi Shua ben Levi, either Rava or Rabbi Shua ben Levi said as follows, Afilo yochid hamespalil be'erev Shabbos, even a person who is davening b'yechidus, he's not davening with a minion on Friday night, tzorich loymar vayechulu. We know that on Friday night we all say vayechulu. And that's the parsha, the end of Ma'aseh Bereishis, where we're all giving witness and testifying, Hashem created the world, Hashem completed the creation of the world and rested on Shabbos. Da'omer v'amnuna, kol hamespalil be'erev Shabbos vo'imer vayechulu, anyone who davens on Friday night and says vayechulu, ma'ala lo v'kosuv, the posuk relates to him and refers to him, ki'ilu nase shutef l'kadosh baruch hu b'maaseh bereishis, as if you've partnered with Hashem with completing the creation. Shenemar, as it says in the posuk, vayechulu, which the basic translation means, vayechulu, they were finished, Hashem finished the world. Al tikri vayichulu, there are no vowels in the Torah, and some words lend themselves to being read a little bit differently, and then they can have a slightly different meaning. And you should read it, elo vayichalu, that they, referring to Hashem, together with those who are saying vayichulu, they together finished creation. So you see that someone who says vayichulu is a partner with Hashem in completing creation. Omer Rebel Yozo, Minayin Chadibur Kamaisa, you're saying that I'm a partner in Maisa Bereshis in creating in the creation of the world, but all I did was, all we do is we said Vayechulu, we just spoke. How can speaking be considered a deed, an action? Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu. How did Hashem make the heavens? By speaking. So the world was created with speaking. So our saying Vayechulu is considered speaking, and that way we become partners in the creation of the world. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Chizda, Omer Mar Ukva. Kol HaMispalil Be'erev Shabbos, Omer Vayechulu. Anyone who davens on Friday night and says Vayechulu, Shnei Malachi Ashores, two Malochim, Hamelavin Lo'i Le'odom, that escort a person on Friday night, Manichin Yedein Al Roshei, they put their hands on his head, Vo'imrim Lo'in, they say to him, V'sor Avoinecho V'chatoscho Techupor. Your averus will be removed from you and forgiven. Continues the Gemara Tanya, we learnt in a brayser, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda Oimer, Shnei Malachi Ashoros Melavin Lo'i Le'odom Be'erev Shabbos Mi'beis HaKnesses Le'beisoi. Two Malochim escort a person when they're going home from shul on Friday night, going to his home. Echot Toiv Ve'echot Ra, one is a good Malach and one is a bad Malach. When he comes to his home, Umotzon Neir Dolok, and he finds the lamp is lit, Vashulchon Oruch, and the table is set, Umitose Mutzas, and his bed is made, Malach Toiv Oimer, the good Malach says, Yihirotzon, it should be Hashem's will, Shetahele Shabbos Acheres Kach, that next week, the following week, should also be like this, Umalach Ra, Oine Omein, Balkorchoi, and the bad Malach has to say Omein, he has to accept that and join that bracha, even against his will. Ve'imlav, if the home is not set as it should be for Shabbos, Malach Ra Oimer, the bad Malach says, Yihirotzon Shetahele Shabbos Acheres Kach, that Hashem should make that next week it should also be, that the home should be unarranged as it is this week. U'malach Toiv Oine Omein Balkorchoi, and the good Malach is forced to say Omein against his will. Continues the Gemara Omer Abelazar, La'olam yesadir odom shulchonei be'erev Shabbos, a person should always set his table on Erev Shabbos, preparing the table for Shabbos. Afal pi she'enei tzorich elo l'kazayis, even though for whatever good or bad reason you don't have the appetite and you're only going to eat a kazayis, which is a very small amount, there's a discussion in the poskim what the minimum required amount of food you have to eat, so it should be called a Sudas Shabbos, but this person is only intending to eat a kazayis, nonetheless, he should set the table in honor for Shabbos. V'omer b'chanina, lo'olam yesadir odom shulchonei b'moitzei Shabbos. Not only should you have a meal, a table set on Friday night, but on Motzei Shabbos also. And Rashi says, it's a covet for Shabbos, it's an honor for Shabbos to escort it, to greet it out. That's how one honors a person. And in the same way as when a king comes to a town, the people escort the king out of the town, so too when Shabbos has arrived and has been here and is now leaving, it's an honor for Shabbos to escort it. How do we escort it? With setting the table for the fourth meal for Malava Malka. Afal pi she'ein etzorech elo l'kazayis, even though he's only intending to eat a kazayis, nonetheless he should set the table in honor for the leaving of the Shabbos queen. Continues the Gemara, Chamin, hot water, b'moitzei Shabbos, to drink and to wash oneself on Motzei Shabbos, melugma, is a remedy, it acts as a cure. Pas chama b'moitzei Shabbos, freshly baked and hot bread on Motzei Shabbos, melugma is also a remedy for illnesses, it acts as a cure. Continues the Gemara, Reb Avohu hava ovdin lei ba'afukei shabsa igla tilsa. They were accustomed that in the home of Reb Avohu, they would prepare on Motzei Shabbos, they would prepare a third born calf, which is the choicest and the best meat, and they would prepare it specially for Motzei Shabbos for the meal of Mlav Malka. Have ochel minei kulyasa, all he ate from that third born calf is the kidney, and it seemed that the rest was just went to waste. Kigodel Avimi Berei. When Avimi, the son of Rabbi Avohu, grew up, Omer Lehi said to his father Rabbi Avohu, Loma l'chol afsudei kulehai. Why do you have to waste so much? All you're eating on Matzah Shabbos is the kidney. Nishboik kulyoso mimaylo shabsa. Keep, just put aside the kidney from Erev Shabbos, and you'll have it on Matzah Shabbos. You won't need to shech the whole animal for that. So the next week, Shavkuhu, indeed that's what they did. They left over this kidney on Erev Shabbos to be eaten on Matzah Shabbos, and they did not intend in shechting this third-born calf. V'asa Arya v'ochle, and the lion came and ate up that third-born calf that they would, that egel, that they would have shechted had they not saved the kidney from before Shabbos. So you see here that a person should go to long measures to honor the Melava Malka meal on Matzah Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. And we're going slightly off topic for a few minutes. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kol ha'oine omein yehei shmei rabo mevorach. Somebody who answers the omein yehei shmei rabo mevorach, which we answer in Kaddish, b'chol koyche, with all his might, which either means with full concentration according to Rashi, or with a loud tone according to Tosfos, koyrin lo gzar dinoi, then one tears up any decree that was decreed against him. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Bifroya prois b'Yisroel, the calamities were averted from Klal Yisrael when, behis nadev om, when the people, when the nation, they dedicated themselves, Borchu Hashem, to bless Hashem. Mai tama bifroya prois, we're explaining the Pasuk. Why did the calamities get averted from Klal Yisrael? Mishum de Borchu Hashem, because they were blessing Hashem. From there you see that even somebody who just says, Amen Yeshme Rabba Mavorach, which is a Birchu Hashem, it's blessing Hashem, is enough to take away, to tear up a decree against this person. Continues the Gemara, B'chia Bar'aba Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Afilo yesh bo yishemetz shel avodah zara, even if this person who's saying Yomein yesh mei rabba mevorach with all his might, even if there's traces of avodah zara in his past, Moichni lo, he gets forgiven. From the same pasuk, Ksiv hocha, regarding blessing Hashem, regarding the Bifroya parois, averting calamities, it says Bifroya parois. It talks about parois. The calamities are a term of parois. Uchsiv hasam, and regarding Avodah Zarah, it says by the Egel, Ki parua hu, that the Egel, which was Avodah Zarah, is also called parua. So when it says in the pasuk Bifroya parois, then one can avert the traces of Avodah Zarah by Baruch Hashem, by saying Amen Yeshu Mei Rabba Mavarach with all one's might. Omer Shlokish. Shlokish says, Kol ha'oin ne'omein b'kol koichoi, anyone who answers Amen with all their might, Poischin le'shari Gan Eden, the gates of Gan Eden are opened in front of him. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Pischu sha'orim, open your gates, v'yovoi goi tzadik, and let the righteous nation come, Shomer emunim, those who keep the faith. Shomer emunim. Al tikra shomer emunim. Don't read it shomer emunim, those that keep faith. Rather, elo shomerim. Shomer is similar to shomerim. And amunim means omein. Those who say omein, they are the ones who the gates of Gan Eden are opened, as it says in that pasuk, pischu shorim, open your gates. My omein. What does the word omein actually mean? Omer Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina says it's actually an acronym. Aleph Mem Nun stands for Kael, Hashem, Melech Ne'mon, a trustworthy king. Every time we say Amen, we say, Hashem, you are trustworthy in whatever this bracha is. We trust that you're the one that keeps whatever the bracha is. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda Breider of Shmuel Meshmei de Rav. Ein Adleika Metzuya, fires are chas v'sholem, when they happen, they're only common, they're only found, ela b'mokim sheyesh chilul Shabbos, only where this Shabbos is desecrated. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, v'im lo yisishmu eilai, and if they will not listen to me, lekadesh es ha-Shabbos, to sanctify the Shabbos day, ulevilti se'es maso, and to refrain from carrying a burden, v'chulu, etc. And the Pasuk says, V'hitzati eish b'shoreo, I will ignite a fire within their borders, their gates, V'ochlo, and the fire will consume Armonos Yerushalayim, the palaces of Yerushalayim, Veloy Sichbe, and they will not get extinguished. May Veloy Sichbe, what does it mean that they will not get extinguished? Omer Vnachon by Yitzchok, Beshaw Shein Beneodim Matsuin Lechaboisa, not only Chas V'Shalom will there be fires, but the fires will be on Shabbos, and on Shabbos you're not allowed to extinguish the fire. So you won't even have people who can extinguish the fire. Continues the Gemara. Omar Abaya loichorvo Yerushalayim elo b'shul shechililu bo'es haShabbos. Yerushalayim was destroyed because they desecrated Shabbos. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk says, umishabsoisai, from my shabbosois heelimu einem, they averted their eyes. Vo'echal b'soichom, and I was profaned in their midst. And that's a pasuk that's talking. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel, and it's talking about the Churban of the Beis HaMikdosh and what happened before the Churban of the Beis HaMikdosh. Continues the Gemara, Omer Bavol Loichorvo Yerushalayim Ela Bishvil Shebitlu Kriyas Shema Shachris V'Arvis. The reason the Beis HaMikdosh, the reason Yerushalayim was destroyed was because they were not particular, they were not careful to read the Kriyas Shema in the morning and the evening at the right time. Shenemar, I'm going to bring a few psukim to this effect. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Hoy wo mashkimei baboiker, those that get up early in the morning, sheichor yerdoifu, instead of saying the Kriyas Shema, they run after wine, they pursue wine, and the pasuk carries on, yerdoifu meacharei, vaneshef yayin yadlikum. And when it comes to the evening, instead of saying the Shema at the right time, they are drinking wine and pursuing the wine and their drinks, and therefore they're not saying the Kriyas Shema. And this is one of the psukim that describe why Yerushalayim was destroyed. Uchsiv, there's another pasuk. V'hoyo kinoir v'nevel, a harp. Another nevel is another type of instrument with strings. Toif, the drums. V'cholil, and the flutes. Mishteim, their meals. V'espoil Hashem lo yabitu, and the works of Hashem they did not see, they didn't want to see them. Uchsiv, so you see in that pasuk that umaisa yodov loiro, they did not want to see the works of Hashem, and from that pasuk you see that they were engaged in wine, in meals, in feasts and parties, instead of expressing Hashem's wonders and Hashem's works, which is Kriyas Shema. Uchsiv, and there's another pasuk that says lochein golo ami, and one of the reasons that Klal Yisrael went into Golus, Mibli Das, was with lack of knowledge, and they refused to examine and to become aware of Hashem's presence, which is what Kriyas Shema is, and that's why they went into Golus. Continues the Gemara, Omer Avamnuna Leichorvo Yerushalayim Elo Bishvil Shebitlu Bo Tinoikus Shel Beis Rabon. Yerushalayim got destroyed because they diverted the school children, the young children, from going to learn Torah with their rebbes in school. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, "Veschamas Hashem moleisi nileisi hochil shfoich." There was a pouring of fury, al oilol, on the youngsters, on the children, bachutz, because they are in the streets, etc. Valsoid bachurim yachtov, etc. Ma tam shfoich. The pasuk is giving us a reason. Why is the fury of Hashem being poured out? Mishum de'oilel b'chutz, because the children are outside in the streets instead of learning Torah with their rebbes. Continues the Gemara. Omar ulo loichorvo Yerushalayim elam epnei sheloi hoyolem boishes ponim ze mize. Yerushalayim was destroyed because they did not have any shame one to the other. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, hoivishu, they should be ashamed, ki soyeva osu, because they had committed an abomination. Gam boish lo yivoishu, not only did they do this, did they commit this abomination, gam boish lo yivoishu, they were not even ashamed of what they had done. So you see there from those psukim that there's added severity from the fact that they were not ashamed with what they had done. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok Leichorvo Yerushalayim Elo Bishvil Shehushvu Koton V'Godil. Yerushalayim got destroyed because the great and the small were made equal. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, V'hoyo Cho'om Kakoyin, the laymen, the regular people, were like the Kohanim, Uchsiv Basrei. And the Pasuk says after that, the next Pasuk, Hiboik Tiboik Ha'oretz, that the land became totally emptied, and that was consequent to the fact that there was Ka'am, Ka'koin, there was no differentiation between the regular people of the nation and the Kohanim. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Amram Breder Reb Shimon Bar Abba, Omer of Shimon Bar Abba, Omer of Chanina, Lo Yichorvo Yerushalayim Elo Beshul Shelo Yichichu Zeh Zeh. Yerushalayim got destroyed because they did not admonish, they didn't rebuke one another. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Hoyu Soreo Koayolim, their leaders were like the male deer, Lo Yimotsu Mire, that they could not find any pasture. Ma'ayil zeh, in the same way as this deer. Roishay shel zeh, betzad znovay shel zeh. When they're following each other, they're not looking around to see what's going on. They're just lowering their heads. The head of one is just staring at the tail of the deer in front of them. Af Yisrael shebo'isay doir. So too, the Soreo, the leaders in Klal Yisrael of that generation, kovshu paneim bekarka, they would, so to speak, bury their faces in the ground, in order not to see and not to take notice of what was going on around them. They did not rebuke and admonish each other, and therefore Yerushalayim got destroyed. Continues the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Leichorvo Yerushalayim Elo Bishvil Shebizu Bo Talmidei Chachomim. Yerushalayim got destroyed because they degraded, they demeaned Talmidei Chachomim. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayiyu Mal'ivim B'malachei ho'eloikim, they would mock the messengers of Hashem, uboizim, and they would despise Dvorov, their words, umetasim, and they would scoff b'neviov with Hashem's prophets, ad alois and chamas Hashem ba'amoy, until Hashem's wrath rose up on his nation, ad le'ein marpe, until there was no remedy. Says the Gemara, what does it mean, ad le'ein marpe? What does it mean that Hashem's wrath rose up until there was no remedy? Omer Yehuda Amar Rav, kol ha'mevaze talmidei chachomim. In this pasuk you see that somebody who's mevaze, who demeans, who degrades talmidei chachomim, ein lo refuah l'makosoi, there is no remedy for his wound. Continues the Gemara, Omer Yehuda Amar Rav. Ma'idich siv, it says in the pasuk, al tig'u b'meshichoi, do not touch my anointed ones. Ubin vi'ai al toreu, and do not harm my prophets. Says the Gemara, al tig'u b'meshichoi, don't touch my anointed ones. Who are they? Elu tinoikos shel beis rabban, these are the young children, and it was typical to anoint them with oil. Ubin vi'ai al toreu, and do not harm my prophets, Elu Talmidei Chachomim, it's referring to Talmidei Chachomim, and Rashi brings the Pasuk that the Talmidei Chachomim are also referred to as Nevi'im, V'novi Levav Chochmo, and Rabbi Kivega here says, look at Baba Basra Daf Yud Beis that speaks about a Chochom whose Odif is even greater in certain levels than a Novi, than a prophet. Continues the Gemara, Omer Ishlokish Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Rishlokish said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda the Nasi, Ein Oilom Miskayim, the world does not continue to exist, Elo Bishvil Hevel Tinoikas Shel Beis Rabban, only because of the breath of the young children learning Torah. Omele Rav Papa L'Abaya, Rav Papa said to Abaya, Didiva Didoch Mai, what about my breath? What about your breath? Is that not enough to hold up the world? Omer Le, Abaya answered to Rav Papa, no. We're grown adults. We're held accountable for everything we say, do, and think. Young children are not held accountable. Therefore, the breath of Torah coming out of their mouths is even more pure than our breaths, and the continued existence of the world is dependent on the pure breaths of the Tinoikos Shel Beis Rabban learning Torah. Continues the Gemara of Omer Shlokish. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Ein Mevatlin Tinoikos Shel Beis Rabban, one does not divert, one does not interrupt the learning of the school children, Afilu Lebinin Beis Hamikdash, even for the sake of building the Beis Hamikdash. V'omer Shlokish Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Shlokish said to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Kach Mekublani, I have a tradition, Me'avoisai, from my fathers, V'omri Lo Me'avisecho, some say Shlokish said to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, that the tradition is actually from your fathers, referring to Rebbe, and the tradition that what? That kol iru she'ein bo tinoikos shel beis rabon, any town that does not have school children learning Torah, machrivin oisa, ultimately it will get destroyed. Not everybody will be killed, but the town will get destroyed. Ravina says even worse than that, machrimin oisa, the whole town will get annihilated and there will not be any survivors. Continues the Gemara of Omar Rova, Leichor vo Yerushalayim elo b'shvil sheposku mimeno anshi amono. The reason that Yerushalayim got destroyed is because the people of truth disappeared from within it. Shenemar, as it says in the posuk, Shoytetu, search, b'chutzos Yerushalayim, in the open places of Yerushalayim, uru'u and see, udu'u and know, ubikshu and seek b'rechoy v'yisel, in the streets, im timtzu ish, if you'll find a person, im yesh oisa mishpot, if there's anyone that dispenses justice, mevakish emuna, who searches, who seeks truth, ve'eslach lo, and then I'll forgive you, Yerushalayim. Asks the Gemara, eini, how can you say that before the Churban of Yerushalayim, before the destruction of Yerushalayim, there were no people that were seeking truth, there were truthful people? We have reference that there were very, very honest and truthful people right to the end, till the Churban. Va'omer Rav Katina says, Afilu b'shas kishleino shel Yerushalayim, even at the time of the downfall of Yerushalayim, le'posku mimeno anshi amono, the people of truth did not disappear from Yerushalayim. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Ki yitfois ish ba'ochiv beis oviv, when a person would grab his brother from his father's house, Simlo l'cho, you have a garment, we'll soon see what this means, you have a garment, Kotzin tielonu, you should be a chief over us. And the Pasuk continues, V'hamach sheilo, and the stumbling block, hazois, the stumbling block, tachas yodecho, is under your hands. What does this mean? We know it's talking about the period before the destruction of Yerushalayim. What's going on here? Says the Gemara, Dvorim shebni odom miskasin bohen kesimla. The people there, the leaders, were extremely unlearned. And people who had questions in Torah had nobody to ask. And when the questions did arise, then they would just make as if they couldn't hear the questions. They would like cover themselves as if they're covered by a garment, covered by a cloak, as if they're just not aware of the questions being asked because they were ignorant. They didn't have any answers. And when they finally met somebody that seemed to be learned, then they would say, "Ki yitfeis ish ba'achiv beis aviv, simlo l'cho. You have this garment." Means that things that other people covered over like a garment because they were ignorant, you're not ignorant. Yeshnom biyadcha, simla, what other people are covering up out of ignorance, l'cho, you have it under your hands. V'machshelo azois tachas yadcha, what does it mean that you have the stumbling block under your hands? It's actually referring again, you have Torah. Dvorim she'ein bnei odom oimdin aleim, elo imkein nechsholim bem, divrei Torah. And Divrei Torah are referred to by matters that people can only fully grasp if they are first stumbled on them. And Rashi explains, when trying to explain the reasoning of Torah, you have to learn it twice, you have to learn it three times, and you'll make some mistakes along the way, but then you'll finally get it clear. And those things that you need to stumble over before you can grasp, namely Torah, Yeshnam Tachas Yotcha, you have them. This person that they were grabbing hold of, and they asked him, Kotzin Tielonu, you should be a chief on us, teach us Torah. And then the apostle continues and says, Yiso Bayoimahu Lemur. Then they would raise up in an oath, they would make an oath on that day and say, Loi Eye Choivish, We're not prepared to be rulers over you. The Goymer, etc. And the Gemara explains, Ein Yisa Eloloshin Shvor. The word Yisa Bayoimahu, Yisa means to raise up. And this raising up is the term used for an oath. The Chenu Oymer, we find reference to that from the Pasuk that says, Lo Yisisa as Shem Hashem, you should not raise up Hashem's name, meaning you should not make an oath. What does it mean, Loi Eye Choivish? I'm not prepared to be a Choivish. It says, Loi Eye They were being honest. Even these people who seemed to be more learned, they were honest and they said, we did not shut ourselves away in the Beis HaMedrash, which is the proper way that Talmidei Chachamim should become wise. We did not merit being from those people that were shut away in the Beis HaMedrash. And the pasuk continues, Ubebeisi ein lechem ve'ein simlo. They said, in our homes, in my house, we do not have bread and we do not have a garment. What does that mean? What were they alluding to? She'ein b'yodi, they were honest. And they said, I don't have in my hands, lo mikra, not psukim, lo mishnah, not mishnais, lo gemara, and not the inner, deeper understandings of the gemaras, of the halachas. So you see here clearly, from all this that we just learned from Rav Katina, that they were being very honest. So how can you say before that, that Yerushalayim got destroyed because the truthful people disappeared? Says the Gemara, Omimai, how do you know they were really coming from a place of truth? Dil Mashani Hosom, maybe they were forced to be honest. Di Omer Lu Gemirna, because if they say, yes, I'm learned, Omrile people will say to them, Eimelon, let's say what you have to say. And if they're ignorant, they'll have nothing to say. So maybe the reason that they said they did not want to be the chiefs is not because they were being truthful, but they were just protecting themselves. Says the Gemara, no. If indeed they were not truthful people, Havalei Lemeimar, they would have said, Gomar v'shochach. You're right, we used to be learned, and we've just forgotten some of our learning, so we don't want to be a chiefs. They would have pretended that they were once learned. Mai loy eye choyvesh. When they said lo eye choyvesh means that we were not shut away in the confines of a Beis HaMedrash, klal, they were being honest and says we were never Talmidei Chachamim, we never learned. And that's very, very honest. They didn't have to say that. They could have covered up by saying we've forgotten some of what we've learned, so we don't want to be leaders. They were being honest. So how can you say that before Yerushalayim was destroyed, people of strength disappeared? We see these people were very honest. Says the Gemara, Lo Yikashya, it's not a question. Kan b'divrei Torah, you're right. Regarding divrei Torah, the people were very honest and they said, we didn't learn, we're not able to be, even though for some reason you thought that we could be your leaders, you thought that we had Torah, we didn't have Torah. But kan b'maso matan, but when we said that Yerushalayim got destroyed because honest people disappeared, it was because in business dealings, there they were not being truthful. If you're not being truthful in business dealings, ultimately it causes the destruction of Yerushalayim. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to continue from here, from the next Mishnah.